This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
But we'll have to hit the ground running as he takes over the role of National Security Advisor. He is joining the White House today with a long list of policy priorities, including, here we go, North Korea, Russia, China, and now another gas attack in Syria.
So how should the U.S. respond? Here now to weigh in, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, Rebecca Heinrichs. Thank you for joining us this morning, Rebecca. What do you think? What would you like the response to be?
Overwhelming punishing force used against Assad. It's been a year since the United States responded with military force after the last major chemical weapons attack. But Assad has been using chemical weapons since then, too. This is not the first time that he has used them since then. He's been using them at a much smaller scale. And you use chemical weapons as terror weapons. They're meant to break the will and break the morale of your enemy, in this case, the rebel forces that are embedded there, because this causes agonizing and painful death against women and children specifically. It is atrocious. The United States cannot tolerate this. And so last night I was saying on social media, suit up John Bolton, put him in, because he's the guy to do it.
Yeah. And what's interesting about all this is the president calling out Vladimir Putin on Twitter over the weekend. You know that John Bolton is a way more of a hardliner than anybody else we've ever seen in this role, including H.R. McMaster's. Do you think the president's willingness to call out Vladimir Putin is a sign that John Bolton is really starting to have some influence even before he officially takes the job, which is happening today?
Well, I think President Trump has already been losing patience with Putin. Even some of the private, the leaks that have come out with some of his private conversations with Putin have indicated that it's a mixed bag of positive, but also being very pointed and clear with Putin. So I think President Trump has already, his patience has been wearing out. I think H.R. McMaster did a great job as National Security Advisor. But what's so good about Ambassador Bolton is he's going to have this really good rapport with President Trump. He's very clear-eyed about the threat. He is sort of the first America firster, very clear about what America's interests are and what is necessary to protect the United States. And so I think he really is the perfect man to get in there at this point in time.
Rebecca, what would you like to see from him right off the bat?
What we need right now, I mean, today I hope that there's going to be a strong coordinated effort between the United States and the French, at least, against Assad. There's some indication that it was the Israelis that were already attacking Assad's forces last night. Right off the bat, we got to have this, because you can't allow chemical weapons to continue being used. So I hope there's going to be an overwhelming force. And understanding that the president is becoming impatient with staying in Syria, we have to come up with a short-term plan to punish Assad and his use of chemical weapons, and then also a longer-term plan to prevent Iran from developing and finishing that Shia crescent all the way down to Lebanon, and also preventing Russia from gaining that stronghold and having and establishing military bases in Syria. That has got to be handled in the next year or two. And then also North Korea, of course, major, going into talks with Kim Jong-un. Ambassador Bolton's going to be a great force for clarity and helping President Trump to hold the line and not take a deal that doesn't actually denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
Talk about a full plate. He's got a lot on his plate as he takes over this job. In fact, he came into the office on Saturday to get a head start, even though today is his first official day. Rebecca Heinrichs, thank you very much for the insight on John Bolton.
Well, as they say, a lot of moving parts here, and we'll see how this plays out. But and needless to say, as we've been reporting here on Bill Martinez Live, there's some focus and some intensity that is being demanded out of Syria, especially in with these latest reports that Russia's foreign ministry said on Sunday of these reports of the gas attack in Syria were bogus, and any military action taken based on such invented and fabricated excuses could lead to severe consequences. Well, you would expect them to say that, right? As he says in the statement, he says the spread of bogus stories about the use of chlorine and other poisonous substances by Syrian government forces continues, yet another such fabricated piece of information about an alleged chemical attack in Douma appeared yesterday. We have warned several times recently against such dangerous provocations. The aim of such deceitful speculation, lacking any kind of grounding, is is to shield terrorists and to attempt to justify possible external uses of force. This is Bill Martinez. We're live just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth coming up next.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, you think of where our country is right now, and with all the waste and ineptitude that has taken place, this is what we the people are paying for. This is serious business, getting this country back on track. It will serve everyone well. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Reagan, Babe.com's founder, proprietor, the one and only Megan Barth joins us right now. Ms. Megan, how you doing?
Good morning. Doing well. Happy Monday.
Hey, it is a happy Monday. Before we get too far down the road, I do want to talk about a lot being discussed, as usual, on the Sunday talk shows. But before we do, I guess I was a little surprised, not much said about California. And but yet you wrote about this in an article titled California is Stealing Congress. And you bring this to bear because, there is, and it's kind of interesting how this is kind of just kind of, you know, come in and trying to go away here is the fact that California is insisting on counting illegal immigrants and what that does in terms of you talk about balance of power here. Illegals are having greater political influence than I think people heretofore realized.
Yeah, and, you know, people do not understand that when it comes to the census and how people are counted, that directly affects the Electoral College, how states are basically gerrymandered, how states are given the representation based on the population of that state. And the citizenship question has been on the census up until 2010. And then, of course, Barack Obama removed the citizenship question. Geez, I wonder why. Would it have been because they do want illegal aliens counted? That gives them the edge. Illegal aliens account for close to 3 million Californians.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to take illegal aliens out of the equation, California would lose seats as well as many other democratically controlled states. And so with reintroducing the citizenship question into the census, as it had been asked for many years, will then give us a better appropriation of representation. Because right now, citizens are losing their power. They are losing their voice.
Exactly. Megan, let me stop you here for just a minute. You know, the number has been used, 3 million. But how solid is that number?
Right.
I mean, first of all, we're trying to get, a count, which I think would be reasonable to see what the illegal number is. And, of course, Democrats are screaming about it. They much rather it be ethereal. I mean, they will agree to 3 million, but, heaven knows it could be a lot higher than that.
Well, and that's a good point, Bill. I mean, my God, for as long as I can remember, maybe for 10 years now, We've been saying there's 11 million illegal aliens that reside
exactly.
in the country.
That's the other number. Yeah. And when at one point they said it could be 30.
Like 30 to 40 million.
Yes. I mean, well, your number is probably as good as anybody else because it seems like one of those, let's put our finger up in the air and it feels like, you know, kind of number that you hand out. And it just, you know, you throw a number out there and it's whatever the media doesn't respond to, you know, it just, I guess it's kind of okay. But I don't have a solid number. I don't know how to find a solid number on this.
Well, exactly. We do not know how to account for exactly how many people are residing here illegally. We can certainly look at, we can try to figure it out. I mean, California has given out over 1 million driver's licenses to illegal aliens. They claim there's 3, so you're telling me there's only 8 million illegal aliens in the 49 other states? That's really hard for me to make sense out of, especially when you look at, for example, Nevada, where I live right now. Most of the tax dollars that were just raised a couple years ago for supposedly the children, well, they did, the tax dollars, the $1 billion did go to children, but they went to children who were illegally here because all of those tax dollars went to English as second language schools.
Yeah.
So when you look at how your tax dollars are spent, you can kind of figure out basically how many people are using those tax dollars, especially when it comes to education.
I got to tell you, Megan, what I resent about this whole deal is that it's forcing us to have this conversation like this. You know, a country that has been hospitable and caring and so compassionate on so many levels because of what the Democrats have done by being so lawless. And this is what it comes down to. And another thing, too, I want to get your read on this because this was a big surprise for me here recently. And I don't understand why this one got by on me. But back in 2015, you might recall the Supreme Court passed a law and basically gave rights to illegals unanimously. And this is what is being argued, you know, on the airwaves, you know, from Democratic activists. They don't talk about it, but it came out here recently again as a reminder. And I said, I got to look into this. What was this all about? And basically, the Supreme Court decision was that, you know, illegals should be represented. I mean, they're kind of like non-citizens, but yet with power. So it gave the Democrats all that they needed to run, you know, to run the table on this thing. And meanwhile, the GOP is sitting on their hands and there's been no, you know, counter argument other than what it's doing is it's whipping up the people because we look on the surface of this and say, it's not fair. And even people who are violating the law understand it's not fair. But they figure, okay, well, you know, if the Americans are going to be stupid enough to let them get away with it, why not?
Well, yeah, and I do believe that the Ninth Circuit set that precedent of basically granting illegal aliens all the rights that a citizen would have, including all the protections. And I believe it was when Californians, it was around the late 80s, maybe early 90s, Californians, by a wide majority, passed Prop 187, which would have denied, by law, giving welfare, education, and health care to illegal aliens. And the Ninth Circuit overturned the will of the people.
Yes.
That's when the courts get involved, where you have activist courts like the Ninth Circuit that overturn the majority will of the people. I mean, you even look at Prop 8. Prop 8 was passed, which protected a traditional and recognized traditional marriage between a man and a woman. And that was in the late 90s, and the court overturned that will of the people. And so, you know, you have these activist courts, and that's one of the main reasons why I voted for Donald Trump and got behind Trump a little bit late in the game, but I knew that he'd save the Supreme Court from turning it into the Ninth Circuit. If Hillary had the opportunity, we would have lost our sovereignty, lost our liberty, and lost our voices because the activist judges would have been sitting on the highest court in the land.
Exactly. And here we are, I mean, with a bit of a reprieve, Megan Barth, but, you know, it's like, what are we going to do with this reprieve here? And you cannot afford to have conservatives sitting on their hands and not coming out to the 2018 midterms. Or we're going to have, it's just going to be a reversal for all the positive things that have been done in the first 2 years of a Donald Trump administration. It could all be compromised in so many ways here. So it is critical that conservatives activate and be involved. More from ReaganBabe.com's proprietor and founder after this.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, the the way you like is fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth continues with us as founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Let's talk just a little bit of golf, just to break things up here before we get back into illegal immigration and what's happening on the international stage with John Bolton taking over things. But a little controversy, but it was, a great final day, Megan, with, Patrick Reed, who's got an interesting backstory in and of himself, but he was able to hold off the field. It helps to have, a three-stroke lead going into the final day. But even then, we've seen lots of strokes evaporate. I mean, for Rory McIlroy several years ago, I'll never forget that back nine was just epic, and how it is just devastating. You know, the chase for the green jacket there, and the Augusta and the throngs and the whole place. And I got to tell you, I've been able to, walk the grounds and actually play the course there in Augusta, and it is spectacular. You have this sense on the course itself that you're on hallowed ground, let me tell you.
Absolutely, and I watched every year. It's one of the very few golf tournaments that I do watch every year. But this year, as I'm watching, I'm like, who's that? Who is that announcing? Why is there a woman announcer? I don't get it. Well, of course, we had to roll out the progressive mantra of, women must saturate every single corner of our lives. And now we had the very first woman announcer, Dottie Pepper.
Yes.
And it was the Dottie Pepper soliloquy tournament. I mean, all she did was talk, 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 talk. And I'm thinking, is it just me that literally my hair is standing up on the back of my neck every time I hear her voice? No, because I went to Twitter and everybody else was muting their TVs, much like I was. And so, I hope this is not going to become the standard. It was fine just the way it was. But of course, the PC progressive culture has to ruin everything. They ruined football. They basically have ruined entertainment. They've taken the fun out of comedy. And now they're ruining golf.
Yeah. Well, it's David Faraday's fault, because Faraday moved to NBC. And CBS wasn't about to give him any more space. And of course, the Masters, a couple years before, allowed for its first female membership. And so, I guess this was the natural course of events to occur. It seems that there's lots of criticism here about Dottie Pepper. Although, she's been known, for the women's, LPGA. And had been commentating.
Great.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but not a big hit. Well, let's get and congratulations to Patrick Reed, by the way, who now
America
has
they refer to him as
Captain America. He's got a green jacket, and good for him. But sad backstory. I said in terms of his family and that his mom and dad live in Augusta, and I guess they're estranged. And that's. It's hard to hear about that, and of course every family has its stories, and Patrick Reed is now the owner of a green jacket, and as he said, people were cheering for Spieth, and lots of roars going on, and looked like Spieth came up one short, but Patrick Reed was able to hold ground, so one Texan over another, so congratulations. Getting back to this, I want to put a bow around the illegal immigration issue. And what we were talking previously about, the Supreme Court decision, they gave credence. And I it's like, wait a minute, I don't know how that passed, Megan. And it was a unanimous a decision from the Supreme Court. It is. And this happened back in 2015. So how did that get by us?
Yeah, I don't know, and I have to look at that specific decision to speak a little bit more intelligently on it. However, these midterm elections are just as important as they were in 2010 when the Republicans swept the midterms. They're just as important as 2014 when the Republicans swept the midterms. We need to make sure that 2018 is just like the years prior, whereby millions of Americans came out and voted against the Obama administration and the expansion of Medicaid, otherwise known as Obamacare. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure we have the same type of fervor. Well, we're not necessarily voting against anything. We're voting for this administration.
Exactly.
Because if we stay at home, we will allow the Democrats to gain power and undo everything that this administration has accomplished in a short 2 years.
Well, the idea of Nancy Pelosi having the gavel again just scares me.
She has promised to raise taxes, meaning undo the Trump tax cuts. They have also promised to start impeachment proceedings, not based on anything. Not based on any evidence, not based on any fact, simply to continue to sabotage the will of the American people, like they have tried to sabotage this administration through the continued abuse of the FISA court and the weaponization of the various agencies that were had under Barack Obama. And so we need to make sure that we get out and start voting against the Democrats and for this administration, because any Democrat that's running that says they're a moderate is lying.
Right. Well, the citizens have enough information, and it's up to them to make a decision here. It's not about one party or another, as it is a constitutional form of government. You know, what do you want? Already there was a report George Barna did. In fact, we're going to play this again a little bit later on this morning, that 52% of millennials favor socialism over capitalism. Well, this is an educational issue. I mean, right off the bat, you don't have to, dig deep to wonder what is going on here with the young people. They just don't know better. And they're hearing, this indoctrination being spewed out of the institutions, the educational institutions of our country that, again, taxpayers are paying for. Think about it. The very thing that brings them to the dance, they're doing everything they can to erode and turn upside down. But it's up to we, the people, again, to continue this revolution that started in 2010, that allowed us to enjoy a big victory in 2016. But if there's more victories in the offing here, then we, the people, need to maintain our activity. We need to stay activated and involved and gain in knowledge with our Constitution and get these people out of here who are not going to serve our purposes. The power is in, according to our Constitution, it's in the hands of we, the people. We subordinated our authority position to the elites. They're happy to take over because they perceive us as being knuckleheads and not knowing any better. And, if we we're like the kids who don't know how to drive. And if we have the keys to the car, God forbid, we're going to be in a ditch. Right. And but the ditch they've got us in, $21 trillion in ditch, is not a ditch a ditch.
Well, yeah, a ditch is a ditch no matter how deep it is, and it's harder to get out the deeper it is. And so, this turnaround, which America voted for in 2016, which means that we rejected the progressive ideology of the fundamental transformation of this country. When you look at the Democrat platform, it's very clear. It's basically three or four planks. Number one, raise taxes. Now, why would the Democrats want to raise taxes? Oh, well, it's because they have to expand government and also pay for illegal aliens, which leads me to number two, open borders. Why would they want open borders? Well, because open borders create dependency. And number three, gun confiscation. Oh, well, those sound like three winners. Mm-hmm. And they keep saying, oh, no, we don't want to go after your guns. Yeah, they do. We had Judge Stevens, retired Supreme Court Justice, and plenty of other loudmouths on the progressive side, asked for the repeal of the Second Amendment. And if the repeal of the Second Amendment wasn't enough, now they're all about censorship. We must silence those voices because dissent is no longer patriotic. So whether it's Laura Ingraham or Sean Hannity or anybody else on talk radio or Fox News, they must be professionally ruined and personally defamed in order to, quote-unquote, save the progressive Republic.
Right.
Because if they're willing to keep the Second Amendment, they're willing to go for the first.
Exactly. And Mark Zuckerberg and Bezos and Google are going to be the new referees of our free speech, right?
Right. Yeah, they are already changing algorithms, the tech companies are, in order to favor the Democrats and favor Democrats.
Well, to be continued, we got to leave it right there. Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Megan.
Brought to you by Esurance. A national survey of more than 1,000 U.S. drivers reveals a surprising disparity between attitudes and behavior when it comes to distracted driving. The survey was commissioned by Esurance to better understand why people get distracted when they're behind the wheel. One worrying finding is that more than 90% of those surveyed believe that texting while driving is not a good idea, but more than half of daily commuters continue to do it anyway. Stephanie Braun is the director of the Connected Car at Esurance.
Despite the fact that fatalities related to distracted driving are on the rise, the survey tells us that drivers are willing to take the risk and continue to give in to the lure of using technology while driving. We're seeing more automakers try to address the issue of distracted driving through semi-autonomous features, but nearly a third of drivers with in-car safety tech believe warnings, sounds, and alerts can be distracting as well.
For more information, visit www.esurance.com. That's www.esurance.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got some great stuff there for you. Lots of absolutely free things. You can download previous interviews, including from Lou Mueller. Yes, nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, budgetary issues, all that good stuff that we get angry and yell at the TV set over. But I don't want you to yell at Lou, because Lou's been fighting a good cause for us as the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well, thank you, and great to talk with you again.
Hey, I'm really excited about this national campaign that you're kicking off to protect and expand tax reform and, save what we did in the first draft of our tax reform to make some of these other taxes more permanent, because we know that there's some personal taxes that are still hanging out there that the Democrats would love to grab a hold of and take away, right?
Exactly right, and that's what they have threatened to do. If they're able to defeat us in the election in November in many districts and states, they will repeal tax reform. They will increase the tax rates. We will never make them permanent, and we will turn America upside down. This tax reform has helped us dramatically. We're on the right track now. We have to stay there.
Yeah, I mean, who would want a party that has given you incredible unemployment rates that were off the scale, a low GDP of about 2%, to the point that the government was ready and prepared in telling the Trump administration that 2% was going to be the normal, that, talking 3 to 5% GDP
puts you in the realm of the psychotic. You know, the same party that gave us Obamacare, the same party that yes. continues to bankrupt not only the government, but cities and states across the country. That's the party that we want in control again?
You framed it perfectly, and we know, and you're one of the architects of the idea that rapid economic growth of our nation is essential to the future of our children and grandchildren.
Exactly.
We must grow our way out of the debt and deficit that we have. We can't do it at Obama rates of 1.5%. We're going to do it at Reagan and Kennedy rates of 4%, 5%, 6%. That's the road we're currently on. We cannot get off that positive road.
And we got to get these, you know, supposed rhinos and Republicans even, Lou, that think that $1.6 trillion in an omnibus bill is appropriate for this country when we're looking at $21 trillion in debt, right?
Absolutely. And we have an article that will be published probably tomorrow in Investor's Business Daily that goes directly after the filibuster rule in the Senate and says for fiscal issues, for tax and spending issues, we have to get rid of the filibuster rule. And, you know, recently, Kimberly Strassel, the writer for the Wall Street Journal
right.
heard
mm-hmm.
using the 74 Impoundment Act as a way to cut some of the spending that was in that bill. And we're endorsing that fully.
Exactly. I thought that was a great idea as well, Lou. You know, the deal is fiscal responsibility is essential. It's not an option any longer. And the sooner we tackle this, the better off we are, because we've been kicking it down the road. We're looking at $21 trillion. We keep getting ourselves up against the ropes here, and all for the sake of covering the military, which we need, was an essential decision. Here we take on all these other ornaments to get the Democrats to come along. And I'll tell you what, if Harry Reid was back in control and you put Schumer in control, guess what? They're going to go nuclear at every turn because that's what it takes to get this movement moving. I mean, it's a different time. You know, Mitch McConnell, that's unfortunate that he wants to honor some aged-old tradition, but it's just not appropriate for a season like this. It's almost like that scene from The Godfather, Lou, if you remember, when they had to fire the family attorney, remember? And because they were going to war, and they told Tom, they said, Tom, you know, we love you, but we need a wartime consigliere. You know, they needed a wartime attorney, a counselor in charge. And this is what, you know, our republic needs. It's what we, the people, need, is we need a wartime counselor who can come in and just shake it up. I mean, we've got it in the Oval Office. Now we need it in the legislature as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And using these tools that are currently available are adequate to cut the spending. We need to look at our overseas extension, our bases and support for all the nations around the world, and ask them to be more, involve them to a greater degree in their own defense mm-hmm. as we improve our defense. That's a fair way to trade off on this. And what we're doing here in this battle plan for tax reform protection is we're identifying those states and districts around the nation where some of our best people can be elected to help us. We're looking at the groups that can come in behind us now and be part of this, young people's groups, small mm-hmm. business, the home builders, and all the specific industries like the energy industry. And we have to use the social media, webinars, video conferencing, all of the tools that we have available that are low cost that get the word out rapidly and in a targeted way.
Exactly. It has to be strategic, and there is that low-lying fruit, as they say, and that you've identified. I mean, there are states like California, for example. It's going to take a lot more years, even though I'm encouraged to see the response by some of these sheriffs and other sheriffs. Some 400 sheriffs are coming against, you know, this sanctuary city idiocy that's going on that's costing people all kinds of money, not to mention the existing citizens of our country that deserve better than this.
Absolutely. And for California, we are developing a California-specific small business program where we're going to reach out to small business of various ethnic groups, et cetera, and work with the employees and show them where changes in rules and regulations and taxes can help the business that employs them and improve their future.
Well, if the proof is in their pocketbook, which many people across the country are realizing, this is why I believe that the overhyping by the mainstream media, talking about the traditions of midterm elections and how many, House seats are lost and all this stuff. We're out of that traditional realm. I mean, just look at 2016. This has been an unusual time, but it's just also that the people are fed up, Lou. They're shouting outside their windows that I'm fed up and I don't want to take this anymore. Enough of this big government, ineffective morass that we've got ourselves in the middle of that we're paying for. Can you believe it?
I know. And so we're opening the door and seeking everyone who would like to join in. They can come to LimitTaxes.org. They can click on and join in this tax reform protection effort. We will feed them information, keep them up to speed. They can be part of preserving America for their own future.
It's absolutely essential. All hands on deck. It is time that the citizenry get activated if we're going to get control of this country once again. Remember, it is in our Constitution. The power is with we the people, but we the people must exercise our proper authority position. Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, kicking off the national campaign to protect and expand tax reform. We've got to save tax reform. Remind them one more time, Lou, where they go for more information.
Just come to our website, LimitTaxes.org, and we will have all of the information up there, and we will be sending information out on a daily and weekly basis that people can use in their conversations and their discussions with their friends and family.
You got it, Lou. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world. And they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with.
Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live. Fighting the
good fight. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. George Barna is with us, Executive Director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. He has filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry, and founded the Barna Research Group back in 1984 and continues to study our culture. And, boy, you've got a question that many of us had, after the previous campaign, the 2016 presidential campaign, where it seemed like America was becoming infatuated with socialism.
Well, that's in fact what we found. I mean, I first asked that question several years ago, whether people would prefer socialism to capitalism. It was kind of a lark, and I was shocked at that time to find that about one out of three people said yes, they would. So we've been asking that question in every successive survey that we've done, and now we're up to the point where 40%, 40%,
wow,
of Americans say they would prefer socialism to capitalism. It's kind of shocking.
It really is. Do they even know what socialism is?
You know, that was really the reason that I wanted to do the survey, was to ask that exact question.
Mm-hmm.
And after asking people several dozen questions without putting labels on things, just trying to get them to explain what it is that they're looking for in terms of governments and the economy and so forth, my conclusion is no, most people have no idea what either of those labels mean, either capitalism or socialism. But that really what they're looking for is kind of a, well, kinder and gentler America. And they think perhaps with capitalism that doesn't come about, because they've been taught by the mainstream media that capitalism is a bunch of greedy capitalists who are taking advantage of people, don't really care about people. So maybe socialism is the answer, but most Americans really don't know what either of those is.
Obviously, in a country that is
you know, has a constitution that's based on self-responsibility, ultimately, you can look to each individual voter or citizen of the country to be responsible for their own beliefs. But is this a reflection of what's being taught in our institutions today?
I think we have to assume that it is. I mean, when you find that, you know, Americans would prefer, you know, the individual ownership of private property to government ownership by a 12-to-1 margin. They prefer government that takes its direction from the people rather than a population that takes its direction from the government. You know, we had a whole list of these kinds of things without putting labels on them, and people not understanding what it was that they were saying. Well, why is that? Well, it's because we're no longer teaching these things, certainly in the public schools. Mm-hmm. And so I think as we look to the future, we might want to suggest to parents, you know what, you've got to take control back of the schools. Right now the schools are telling you what they want your children to know. Perhaps it's time for you to tell the schools what it is that your children need to know.
How about the media they consume? Is that influencing them, George?
Huge. I mean, as we do our research, you know, we continually try to understand what influences what people think and why they think it. And we consistently find that the single biggest impact on what people believe and therefore what they do is the media content that they absorb. And so we're in a situation where with technology continuing to expand and give us more options for getting information, media has the dominant influence. And so naturally, a lot of the entertainment that they're watching has subtle allusions to what kind of governance we should have, what kind of lifestyles we should have. And certainly when you look at news reporting, journalism is no longer objective. Americans understand that. Mm-hmm. And yet we continue to consume that information as if it were objective. Yeah. And so we're being fed a lot of fake news. And yet we don't recognize it as such because we no longer have a fundamental understanding of governance and lifestyle that helps us to discern what's real from what's not.
Well, as we bifurcate the demographics here, though you say 4 out of 10, if you break it down, you look at millennials, it's over 50% of millennials would prefer socialism.
And what's really scary about that to me is you have to understand a couple things. Number one, this is the largest generation in America's history to date. And secondly, that large generation is going to give us the future leaders of America. They're naturally going to pursue the things that they believe in. And even though they might not understand it, this is something that currently they believe in. They think this may be the solution to the kind of world that they want to live in. So we have to be concerned about that. They're going to be supported to a large extent by the prior generation, Gen X, it's sometimes called the baby busters.
Right.
Almost half of them also say that they would prefer socialism to capitalism. So the younger adults in America clearly are sending a signal that they're looking for something different, even if they don't understand what it is they're looking for.
You know, I always thought that the Barack Obama administration was a portal and a preview of things to come. Now when you look at these numbers, you can see, even with their evaluation of the Obama administration, which seems to be loaded with, history that's been rewritten, so to speak, I might say, that their ideals are a bit prejudiced based on this information that they're receiving, not only in institutions, in the media they consume, and even their own evaluation of reality.
I think that's definitely true. And, you know, historically, you can track how we got here by seeing Woodrow Wilson as what you might consider to be our first socialist president. Mm-hmm. FDR went him a few steps better with his New Deal programs and policies. That was taken to yet a higher level by Lyndon Johnson with his Great Society programs. And then, of course, Barack Obama wanted to take it yet further and did accomplish a lot of that agenda during his 8 years in office.
Mm-hmm.
So it really has had a lasting effect. You know, people say things like you can't legislate morality, but that's really all the law does, mm-hmm. is tell us right from wrong. And so the kinds of laws that our political leaders leave us with are a legacy of morality, or in many cases now, immorality. And so it has a large and lasting impact on our nation.
Yeah, because when you talk about morality or mores, it reflects the culture. And so it's how they determine in their own eyes how things ought to be. And so it's a direct reflection of the culture that has evolved to this 21st century that we're experiencing.
Yeah, very much. And of course, as we've talked about before, all of this is tightly related to a person's worldview,
yes,
the way that they understand the world and respond to it. And historically in America, people were taught that your worldview should be shaped by biblical principles. In America today, whether you look at our public schools, whether you look at our media, whether you look at many of our well-known political leaders, when you look at what's being done within our family systems, biblical principles are no longer the foundation on which we develop that worldview. It's now more based upon feelings than it is upon any kind of absolute moral truths. And so that helps to facilitate this movement away from a democratic republic, this movement away from a capitalist system that has supported that democratic republic towards something that's completely different, even though we don't understand it.
Well, and of course, here we have a U.S. Constitution that our founders said was designed for a people of morality. So you let go of morality, then you let go of the underpinnings of our U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, it's true. And I think one of the things that we probably ought to mention is that that's been made possible by the fact that so many of our churches now are not necessarily helping people to think through these issues of morality and values. We're teaching and preaching a lot. We still got, you know, 320,000 Protestant churches, 20,000 Catholic churches across the country, but fewer and fewer people are going. Less time in those churches is being spent studying the Bible. As we look at the sermons that are being preached, doing content analysis on those, we find that there is less emphasis upon biblical basics, the fundamentals of the Christian faith, and more upon, you know, how do you get happy? How do you feel good about yourself?
Exactly.
How do you handle your emotions? That's all well and good, but we're not necessarily focusing on the things that had made this country so strong and even feasible from the beginning, which was going back to biblical truth.
Well, in your book, Think Like Jesus, what captured my attention so definitively to your point here was that even senior pastors in the pulpit do not even hold to a Christian worldview, that overall maybe 1 out of 10 born-again Christians held to a true, what we would define as a biblical worldview. Is it any wonder we find ourselves where we are today? And even in this survey, 3 out of 10 born-again Christians believe in capitalism over socialism. Boy, these numbers are quite stark.
They really are. You know, we found that 1 out of 4 theological conservatives say they prefer socialism. When you look at the two major denominational segments in America, Protestants and Catholics, 41% of Catholics say they would prefer socialism.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's a lot of momentum behind that kind of thinking. And the danger, of course, is that you see movements that ultimately have great power in our culture, particularly when they're supported by the media, which this would be.
Yeah.
Those kind of movements really change the way things work in our nation. And we're in danger of that happening here because people may not understand what it is they're saying they want, but nevertheless, they're putting a lot of energy behind it.
Well, George Barna, where can the folks go for more information as we wrap things up here?
Well, at our website, culturefaith.com, we've got this report. It's called American Savior Capitalism, Tempted by Socialism, Ill-Informed About Both. And it'll give a lot more information than we've had time to cover.
He's Executive Director of the American Culture and Faith Institute, George Barna. I'm Bill Martinez Live. George, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.